And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk surfing. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
Bell's Beach, the word, two words all those surfers love to hear. It's on.
It's on, Fran. Round three, heat seven of the men's is where they resume this morning as the Bell's Bowl came alive. That's another favoured term among surfers. To provide better conditions than yesterday, and Ezekiel Lau used that to beat John Florence, no less, in that heat. And Joel Parkinson's in the water now in heat eight. The lesser conditions yesterday, they didn't stop Mick Fanning winning his heat against Sebastian Zietz, and he's keeping alive the hopes he has of a win in his final appearance on the pro circuit at the very place where he won his first pro tour.
Wouldn't that be great if he got to ring that bell?
18 years ago he rang the bell for the first time. It'd be great to see him do it again. Look, he's into the fourth round, heat one, against Matt Wilkinson and Michelle Bourret. Probably later today when they also hope to hold the women's quarterfinals. Nikki Van Dyke and Stephanie Gilmore, the two Australians to have made it this far, Fran.
Okay. In athletics, that other Easter staple, in addition to chocolate, the stall gift, Australia's richest sprint on two legs yesterday.
Yeah, two legs, Fran. It's not quite a match for the golden slipper for the baby netters with all those millions. But look, two golden running shoes and $80,000 in prize money awarded yesterday. University student and beach sprinter Elizabeth Forsyth made the switch from Queensland sand to Central Park grass to win the women's event, and $40,000 to go towards her hex fees. And Jacob Despart made the switch from Tasmania to Victoria to win the men's event from the back marker, no less. In Melbourne, he says he's been living and training with Jack Hale, one of Australia's Commonwealth Games track and field hopes, over the next fortnight or so, and that's had a huge impression on the way he goes about preparing for his events, and he hopes to go even better in the future. Future, Fran.
Fantastic. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.